Good morning. Today we are following up on what we discussed yesterday. Is there a halacha of Shavuot Shachalbo this year? This year, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos and his nidcha is pushed off to Sunday. Accordingly, when we have increased halachas when it comes to Shavuot Shachalbo, if Tisha B'Av falls in a given week, we have additional halachas. Does that apply this year or not? Because Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. And accordingly, maybe there's no Shavuot Shachalbo. So that is the primary view in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no halacha of Shavuot Shachalbo this year. They're actually major nafkaminas for Sfaradim because they focus almost all of the halachas of preparation for Tisha B'Av, all the avelus in advance is for them, Shavuot Shachalbo. And accordingly, if there's no Shavuot Shachalbo, which we paskin there is not, then they don't have all the halachas. They do have, when it comes to the prohibition of not eating meat, that they start from the beginning of Av, so the Rosh Chodesh Av, so that's Sfaradim as well. But otherwise, they would be permitted to get haircuts and do laundry and the like, all the way up till Shabbos. Shabbos, you obviously can't do it. That's not a halacha and avelus. And then Tisha B'Av proper, but not during the Shavuot Shachalbo, that would all be permitted. When it comes to Ashkenazim, we said that the Ashkenazic practice is to start the Avelus, some of the Avelus, with Shiva Sarbatamu, is not getting haircuts and shaving and music. And with the 9 days, we increase that, not doing laundry, not eating meat, not having wine, and the like. So Shavuot Shachalbo really doesn't have a lot of teeth when it comes to Ashkenazim. There's not a major step up in Avelus at that point because we did it already at the beginning of the 9 days. So today we're going to talk about when it comes to Ashkenazim, what is there, and if there is, what are the nafkaminas when it comes to not having a Shavuot Shachalbo this year. So in fact, there are some nafkaminas, not overly significant, but there are some nafkaminas for us as well. So this is based on the writing of Rabbi Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin from Harnof, major posek in Harnof. And nafkamina number one is that there are certain things that even in a normal year, when we have a Shavuot Shachalbo, Ashkenazim do start being makbid about it, not from the 9 days, not from Rosh Chodesh Av, but for the Shavuot Shachalbo, there are certain chumras that we take on in the Avelus, and accordingly, if there is no Shavuot Shachalbo, we wouldn't have these chumras this year. So number one is as follows: when it comes to children, young children, we are only makbid if there's a Shavuot Shachalbo to not do their laundry and to not have them get haircuts. Accordingly, this year, if there is no Shavuot Shachalbo, it would be permitted to do the laundry and for young kids to get haircuts as well. He leaves that as a tzarach iyun, but that would be one nafkamina for Ashkenazim. And that, I guess that's not such a small nafkamina. Somebody who has smaller kids, it would be permitted to do their laundry all the way up until Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't do laundry, and Tisha B'Av itself, but otherwise, no prohibition on doing the laundry and getting their haircuts of young children. That would be number one. Number two, another thing that Ashkenazim are only makbid on comes Shavuot Shachalbo, not the 9 days, but Shavuot Shachalbo, is giving clothing into a tailor, and there may be a major need. There's a lot of smachot right after Tisha B'Av, so it's difficult to get the attention of a tailor at that point because everyone's got their dresses and clothing being fixed for the smachot. So Shavuot Shachalbo, we typically don't bring our clothing into a tailor, but it would be permitted. If there's no Shavuot Shachalbo, it's only a din in Shavuot Shachalbo. Without the Shavuot Shachalbo, that would be permitted. And number three, there's another halacha for Ashkenazim that during Shavuot Shachalbo, we typically, in a normal year, we do not invite a large crew. If we have a Sudas Mitzvah, for example, a Bris, we only invite a Minyan Metzumtzum, a limited group, to the Sudas Mitzvah because it's during Shavuot Shachalbo. But if we don't have a Shavuot Shachalbo, as in this year, that would not apply. And if somebody has a Sudas Mitzvah, for example, a Bris, there would not be limitations on the number of people who could be invited. So those are three nafkaminas as well for Ashkenazim, certainly for Sfaradim, but Ashkenazim as well, that we would be lenient because there's no Shavuot Shachalbo. Another thing, a related issue that is mentioned, how about cutting of nails when it comes to Erev Shabbos is coming, Erev Shabbos, that's the Shabbos right before Tisha B'Av, so we have Shabbos, which is actually Tisha B'Av, but it's Nidcha to Sunday, so can you cut your nails for the covered Shabbos? So it, indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can be lenient for covered Shabbos as well. Have a wonderful day.